Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Third hour, folks. We're going to keep going for a little bit here. Now, we got one more caller, but I want to read this. Jeff and I were just talking about things, and this is Protocol 20, which it's kind of long, and I'm not going to read it tonight, but I wanted to read this little paragraph, which really ties into the whole thing with everything Jeff and I were just talking about. Our rule, in which the king will enjoy the legal fiction that everything in his state belongs to him, which may easily be translated into fact, will be enabled to resort to the lawful confiscation of all sums of every kind for the regulation of their circulation in the state. From this follows that taxation will best be covered by a progressive tax on property. In this manner, the dues will be paid without straightening or ruin anybody in the form of a percentage of the amount of property. The rich must be aware that it is their duty to place a part of their superfluities at the disposal of the state, since the state guarantees them security of possession of the rest of their property and the right of honest gains. I say honest, for the control over property will do away with robbery on a legal basis. Now, you know, somebody in my family just bought a car and they had to pay $2,000 on it in property taxes. And they're going to have to keep paying every year. You got to keep paying on your house every year property taxes on most of the states in this nation right now, or they'll kick you out. That's communism. And that's not, you know, you don't own anything in a lot of these states. And so depends on where you live, but here where I live, if I'm a home renter, not a homeowner, because the minute I don't pay them property taxes, that's when they start the process of wanting to boot me out. Let's take Richard in Texas. How's it going, Richard?
Talk to people. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I deliver a lot of pizzas to a lot of people. And I come to the conclusion, including family members, that everybody's just intimidated when it comes to getting their kids vaccinated. So I'm thinking after this study came out, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, you're familiar with that, right? That
Yeah.
So I've been calling stations while I drive around, and I'm trying to get people to just say, you know what, let's just bum rush these school districts. I don't care what state you're in. I know they got waivers in most of them, but a lot of them don't. But I'm saying, we just ought to just, all those who are conscious like yourself and people who listen to you, just go to these district, school districts, and demand the waiver. And then when you get it, start duplicating them, putting them on public, you know, boards and anywhere you can, MySpace, Facebook, whatever, YouTube. So if, I figure if we saturate the population just to show people that these people, we shouldn't be intimidated by them. We should get these waivers and show people how easy it would be to get out of poisoning our kids, because as brilliant as you are, I mean, I listen to you every now and then because I can't really listen to you that much, but you got a mind of a genius, and you get the information out as good as anybody. But it's a waste of time if the next generation is going to be so poisoned and polluted and dumbed down. And Dr. Deagle, he's a genius. I order his products all the time, but most of the people who I tell about them, they don't order them, so they're not going to be able to reverse the autism in their kids. So I'm thinking we just ought to saturate the planet with these with these waivers, just to show people, don't be intimidated by these people. Stop letting them put these needles in your arm and in your kid's arm. And, Robert, that's all I got to say. I appreciate what you're doing.
Hey, Richard, listen to this before you hang up. But my old man's in his 80s, right? And I can't even talk my own people out of getting their flu shots and all that crap. And at my work, man, they got a big sign up. Hey, free flu shots. Half the damn people I work with sign up for that crap. And I post things right next to where you sign up for it. From Mike Adams and all, Dr. Deagle, all these people, Mercola, about how screwed up vaccines are. These clowns still get them. And I almost lost my old man this winter. And I'm pretty half convinced that it was because he took the damn flu shot and he caught a bug and it damn near killed him. And I'm carrying him around like he's a child. Having to take him to the bathroom and stuff, man. I mean, it's painful.
See, that pains me, man, because I almost lost my mother about a year ago the same way. So do you agree that if we just saturate just let everybody know, don't be scared of these people. I mean, you guys do everything you can. I mean, I listen to you speak, man, and you can't be that old. And I'm sure you could do a whole lot of other things with your genius. But you bend over backwards to get this information out. But people are just scared, man. You know, so if we just show them, here's the waiver. Do not let these people continue this mass, genocide.
It is a genocide. It's a slow kill. But here's the thing. It's I don't even think it's fear. I think it's conformity. It's lack of information. It's a lack of drive to even think outside the box. It's a trust. People trust the system. Even it's 2017. It's fascinating that people still trust even this, the worst of the worst, MSNBC, CNN. I mean, I don't know. It's hard. I talk to people, and I've talked some people to where I've woke them up, like on a personal level, to where I don't see their name on the vaccine list anymore after I've gotten done with them. But at the same time, I see people with kids. They talk these pregnant women into getting these vaccines, and then their husbands, because they scare them, and that's part of it. But it's like, man, people are not curious, man. There's a light that's being extinguished in humans in general, to where there's no curiosity, man. It's like the bulbs getting dimmer in a large swath of the population.
I agree. Hey, I agree with everything you said, but I just happen to feel like, sometimes if you just bombard the population with certain things, and they just gravitate to it, like it'll be second nature. Okay, yeah, there's a waiver. All right, I'll go ahead and fill it out. At least read it. I'll at least go to YouTube and see what they got to say about it. But if they don't get no contact with the information, that's why I say if every family member got some kind of documentation showing, here's the waiver. They even got a fund, a government fund, right, that paid out over $3 billion to vaccine-injured kids. But if people don't know about it, but, hey, man, I just appreciate what you do, but I'm just going to keep calling shows and hope people will go. I'm taking my whole family down. I just got them moved from Mississippi, and I already told them, pick today, but we're going down to this cool school district and demand that waiver, and then we're going straight to the copy office and make a bunch of them. So I'm going to do what I got to do. But, hey man, good, appreciate it.
Hey. All right, man. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, man. All right. Appreciate it. All right. So let's see. We got some rocking and rolling to do, folks. Now, let's get into Alex Jones lately and this kind of Megyn Kelly stuff. Mr. Producer, get clip one ready. Now, I'm going to set this up. I have not had the opportunity to watch the full interview, which was supposedly going to air on NBC tonight. I was over here trying to get my show together, and so I couldn't watch this Jones interview. Roger Stone and all them guys were talking about it, that Jones got put in this hot house where they turn the heat, the temperature way up, and they put funky lights on him. Well, you know what? Alex Jones is a pro. He knew what he was doing, and basically later on he's like, hey, I had to go into the belly of the beast, blah blah blah, and so they war game this out. But Mr. Producer, let's rock clip one real quick.
That's why they're now shifting gears to, oh, it's a criminal investigation. in case somebody who was innocent tried to not answer questions right and claim they lied to the FBI. That's how it always goes. Incredible. Meanwhile, Hillary and her people get 30 plus million from the Russians, sell out our uranium, meet secretly with Putin. I mean, Megyn Kelly's running around doing interviews with Putin. She's got more connection to Putin than General Flynn does, just being at the same banquet hall with him. That's what Putin said to her. He said, you should be arrested. If Flynn's been fired for going to a public event that I was at, then you should be arrested. And people say she got destroyed in that interview. She got destroyed because she's been given an impossible job. Megyn Kelly's probably the hardest interview I've ever done. She's a very sharp lawyer. She got the better of me in the interview she did the other night. That's why I'm mad. Because it was just a lawyer asking the same questions 5-6 times to twist it all into knots on purpose. But see, she's got an impossible job to sell, and so does the media on Russia collusion, because it didn't happen.
All right, you can stop it there, Mr. Producer. So that was
I walked in here too.
That was Alex Jones on June 8th, okay? That was 11 days ago. I meant to play it last week. You know, when you put one of these shows together, you just don't have the time to try to get to everything. So Jones right there was saying he was mad that she got the best of him. I haven't seen it, okay? Now, throughout the week, he's been playing things like he basically secretly recorded her, supposedly. Now, other people are speculating that these two are in on a psyop together to basically to blow him up to the next level and to basically save her NBC rear end, okay? So we'll see. You know, Christopher Bolin said Jones works for Time Warner, CNN, Time Warner. All that is interesting stuff. Now, Mr. Producer, let's get clip two ready, and there's two segments, 28:46 and then 37:27. But listen to Jones's rhetoric here. He's basically begging Donald Trump to move against the left, the deep state, the people calling for his assassination, the Antifa, basically the left wing of this kind of psyop beast. He's calling actively calling for Trump to crank up, I guess, an internment system, targeted arrests, mass arrests. I mean, it's getting really weird here. Okay, so let's do the first part of clip two.
They're preparing a civil war, probably in July. They're preparing everybody for Trump to be assassinated, and they're preparing to try to trigger mass shootings that will make the Republicans roll over in fear, and mass shootings of police under strong cities, hoping they roll over with Black Lives and Soros and others openly pushing this, saying, you give in to us and you do what we want, or we're going to activate through the media, through the hype, more mentally ill people and more Black Lives Matter to come kill you. And you watch, you're going to see a bunch of cops get killed now. They've activated. There, you're going to see more politicians and more Republicans shot. I've got to have, security. It's on, ladies and gentlemen. So they've rewritten the rules of succession to kill Trump or overthrow him and to remove all Republicans elected in the last election. This is the official Democratic Party through the elite Atlantic Monthly. They're also saying in New Yorker.
Now go ahead and forward to 37:27, Mr. Producer. So you see, they're planning for a civil war in July. They're planning to assassinate Trump. And look, the optics I'm seeing with the Central Park crap, with the rhetoric from Fareed Zakaria and all these people, I mean, all these Hollywood people, the Kathy Griffin stuff, all this, it's like one big massive mind screw to where they're almost prepping for JFK part two. Okay, now let's play that second part, 37:27.
I agree with you, but we're going to break. What does he do now? When Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros and others, are openly saying kill cops, That's racketeering. That's organized crime. That is that is preparing murder one. We cannot put up with this and their intimidation anymore. It's time to move.
And start by criminal prosecutions and investigations of people who threaten the presidency or threaten violence.
It's a good start with this winner, loser. You know, this little crazy Taliban chick.
Now, Mr. Producer, get clip four ready. Now, this is on another YouTube channel. Now, you heard him talk, it's time to move. It's time to move, like basically move against the political enemies in some sort of almost draconian fashion to where you go into a COG. Jones has been talking about COG, blah, 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 but now he's almost trying to goad the president into moving into a COG, anti-sedition, basically communist kind of roundup, it almost seems like. Now, let's hit clip four, Mr. Producer.
Right. Watch.
I thought I sent you a time on that one. Mr. Producer, go to 112. 1 minute and 12 seconds. Yeah, you started it.
Look, this is such sedition against the country and the attempted overthrow of our republic by clear outside forces. I'd support the president right now moving against these people physically. I mean, let's be honest. We're in a war. I would support the president making a military move on them right now. The country's in that big a crisis. We need to go ahead and move. I'd support the president right now moving against these people physically. I mean, let's be honest. We're in a war. I would support the president making a military move on them right now. The country's in that big a crisis. We need to go ahead and move. I'd support the president right now moving against these people physically. I mean, let's be honest. We're in a war. I would support the president making a military move on them right now. The country's in that big a crisis. We need to go ahead and move.
All right, you can stop it there. So you guys are getting it. I mean, as Jones's star is rising with the entire mainstream kind of Markstream media, the Megyn Kelly thing, on his show, he's actually like, I'm on board with making a military move against. I mean, this is like uncharted territory that this guy, Mr. Anti-Police State, Mr. You know, this and that, now that Trump's in, basically calling for a military move against Trump's enemies. I mean, this is way, way just lunacy world we're in right now. Okay. Now, let's get clip six ready. Let's get into the Trump assassination stuff, okay? This Central Park thing, this Caesar garbage, and people are sticking by their guns, like Delta and Bank of America, I think, pulled out of supporting this. But other people at New York Times, CNN are sticking by their guns. I mean, this is like this putting the mental virus. It's like revelation of the method, Michael Hoffman, mental virus impregnation into the population of to kill this guy, the president, Mr. Trump. Now, whether you like him or not, I mean, to even be calling for this, like all these people in the park are getting off on it, like getting their rocks off. Go ahead and hit clip six.
You'd think with the boatload of money these corporate media giants are making that they could afford to hire some top quality marketing and production managers who wouldn't continue to do crap like this and get their networks butt in a sling. Enjoy the video.
CNN parent company Time Warner has come under fire for its continued sponsorship of the public theater Shakespeare in the Park production of Julius Caesar, which depicts the assassination and brutal stabbing of its Donald Trump-inspired main character. The play prompted a firestorm of tweets like these. These are the companies which sponsor the assassination of Trump. American Express, shame on you. Time Warner, CNN, of course. Delta did good. Time Warner Corporation, so you're okay with sponsoring presidential assassinations? You'll never get a dime from me. The Trump assassination play is also sponsored by the New York Times and Time Warner, parent company of CNN. What a surprise. Now, the public theater is sponsored by the Time Warner.
All right, pause it there, Mr. Producer. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back. Sibiri Radio, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mr. Producer, go ahead and hit play from where we were at on that video.
Foundation, a nonprofit group supported by CNN's parent company, Time Warner, Inc. The updated take on the Shakespearean classic sparked controversy over its main character's close resemblance to President Trump, with actor Greg Henry sporting a blonde, Trump-like hairstyle and a business suit and tie. The character is later brutally stabbed to death by his associates in the Senate. But hey, CNN, there is no way that when you promote depictions of violent acts to a sitting president that you'll get any kind of public backlash. I mean, just ask Kathy Griffin. Oh, wait. Delta Airlines and Bank of America have pulled their support for the play following strong backlash on social media. The airline said in a statement on Twitter, "No matter what your political stance may be, the graphic staging of Julius Caesar at this summer's Free Shakespeare in the Park does not reflect Delta Airlines' values. Their artistic and creative direction crossed the line on the standards of good taste. We have notified them of our decision to end the sponsorship as the official airline of the public theater, effective immediately." But just to keep things balanced, Delta's Twitter page is not getting a whole lot of love from a bunch of people. Instead, there are a lot of people upset with their move. This guy says, "Nice job, Delta PR, to pull sponsorship of a 400-year-old Shakespeare classic because of ignorant Fox News propaganda. Shame on you." This lady says, "Well, I guess I won't be flying Delta anymore." This guy right here says, "Platinum Medallion member here, you're shocked and offended by the graphic staging of a play about a ruthless dictator being stabbed 23 times? On Sunday, Bank of America said it would not have supported the play had it known."
Producer. The thing is, and some of these can be bots, we always have to remember on Twitter, the Psy Warfare specialists, they've got gazillion of these bots. And so, you know, people like InfoWars and so, this guy, he's talking about Delta's Twitter page and people are trolling Delta for pulling out of funding this play, which is obviously seditious and basically, I mean, way over the top. I mean, imagine Rachel Maddow and Fareed Zakaria and Anderson Cooper and these people, if there was the exact same thing where a bunch of white guys were stabbing an effigy of Obama and Obama was Caesar while he was the sitting president. Could you imagine the uproar of the tarred, libtard left if the exact things were opposite and it was a black, skinny, goofball-looking dude like Obama and a bunch of white guys were stabbing him? Could you imagine the outcry worldwide? But see, they flipped this because, see, this is psychological warfare, okay? They want violence. They want blood in the streets. And unfortunately, these simpleton buffoons out here that pack these theaters, they don't even understand that they're victims of psychological warfare. But moving on, and we're coming up on another break, but let's start clip 16, Mr. Producer.
CNN's foul-mouthed host Fareed Zakaria is praising this Trump-killing scene in a New York City play that is currently being held in Central Park, which, of course, is depicting the liberal fantasy of murdering our president. The scene is from the annual Shakespeare in the Park series, which is a play that's put on every summer in Central Park, and this year they put a modern twist on Julius Caesar, depicting Caesar as Trump, who you can see here, is stabbed to death on stage. The New York Daily News says, quote, "The contemporary staging of William Shakespeare's tragedy by the nonprofit public theater portrays Caesar as a powerful blonde-haired man wearing a business suit with an American flag pin, while his wife, Calpurnia, has a Slavic accent and dresses in designer fashion."
Okay, stop it. So not only did the guy that get killed look like Trump, but they named the wife in the play Calpurnia Melania, who had a Slavic accent. This is how evil these creeps are. Psy warfare at its greatest. I see we got the callers back. See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Last half hour of the program. I don't know if the producer wants to go over. If he wants to, we might go over a little bit. He'll let me know. All right. So he said we're good if we need to go over. We got a couple callers, but I wanted to do this real quick. Let's play the next level of the psyop of this whole Central Park Caesar crap. Now, Jack Posobiec and this Laura Loomer from the Rebel Media, Ezra Levant's Rebel Media up in Canada, Tommy Robinson, who's kind of got some probably British intel connections. This looks like kind of like Gavin McInnes is over there. Some interesting characters over there. A large swath of the Rebel Media is Jewish. this Laura Loomer appears to be Jewish. She's the one that rushed the stage. I think it was last night or the night before. Now, tonight was the last night this thing was running, and some other individuals rushed the stage. That was up on Gateway Pundit and a couple other places. And so I haven't really been able to deconstruct who these actors were. But this young lady, Laura Loomer, with the Rebel Media, and Jack Posobiec, a Polish guy from the Rebel Media, he's a political operative in like four different elections. We're going to play and listen to what they say when they go up on the stage. And listen for the Goebbels stuff. The, you guys are Goebbels and all this other stuff. So, Mr. Producer, hit clip 15.
Of political violence against the right. This is unacceptable. You cannot...
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pause. We're going to pause. Security.
This is violence.
Security, please.
All right, go ahead and stop it. So basically the rundown was this: she gets up on the stage, Jewish girl. It looked very contrived. I'm not saying it was. I can't tell, but she gets up there. This is political violence against the right. You guys are terrorists. And then Posobiec, you guys are all Goebbels. This is Nazis. You're like Goebbels. I'm like, wait a minute. They're not Goebbels. They're Stalin. They're Lenin. They're Trotsky. They're Bolsheviks. These Jews, they always are. And then like the kosher kind of right, they always want to bring Nazis into it. You'll hear Jones do it a lot. Rather than saying, yo, you people are Bolsheviks, you are Marxists, you are Alinskyites, you're Trotskyites, you're Leninites, you're Stalinists, Maoists. At least Dr. Corsi over the last week or so was actually calling people on the left out as Maoists and so forth. I'm really, you know, when I watch this, I'm like, look, I don't like what happened up there with this open kind of seditious, like, we're going to stab up the president and then his Slavic wife. And I mean, they made it too picture perfect to be like the president. And but at the same time, these people like that decided to disrupt. There's a couple ways to look at it. It's like, well, why weren't there's millions of people in New York City? Why didn't anybody else step up and do it? But then you can look at it as this is sort of like a synthetic provocateur operation with maybe has some strings behind the scenes that kind of set this up. So there's a couple ways to look at it, but I wanted to get that out there. But I hate when people throw the Goebbels stuff out there when these communists killed 100 million, 150 million people in the last 100 years, and everybody wants to throw out the Goebbels stuff. It really just it makes me sick that these people that are like new right, alt-light, whatever you want to call these people, like Posobiec, who's been on Jones's program a lot, you know, the Cernovich-type guys. It's like, dude, you guys are unwilling to call out the communists because basically they're all your tribal brethren, and it's unkosher to call out basically the Jewish communist aspect of all this in Bolshevism. And so the easy whipping boy is always the Nazis. It's always Hitler's regime. It's always Goebbels or, you know, Goring or any of the Himmler or any of the guys that surrounded, you know, Hitler. These are the easy whipping boys where it's kosher to talk about them. And I just get sick of it. And so, let's see here. I guess we got Richard in Texas. Are you back with us, Richard? We got Richard.
No, this is Dave.
Oh, hey, Dave. What's up, man? Good to hear from you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, you can hear me. Yeah, just yes, really quickly before I start talking about this Trump thing with Alex Jones.
Yeah, go ahead.
Isn't it amazing how this whole North Korea story just disappeared off the map all of a sudden after everyone's panties got up in a bunch for 3 months about World War III?
Well, Dave. I don't know if it's. I think it's still on the back burner or something. They still might use it, but I think other things have bubbled up to where now. Where's our carrier groups? I want to know that. We had three of them in the region. Are they still there? Nobody's really reporting on that. What's your thoughts?
I don't know. But the reason why I'm saying this is because they've used this story like multiple times, and
oh yeah,
and it seems like they're getting away with a lot of stuff under our noses with this North. Well, they've been doing it for the past 3 months or so with this whole North Korea thing. They've done the same thing before.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know exactly what's going to happen.
They've been doing this for 20, 30 years, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what's going on, but there's a lot of stuff going on underneath that story. But here's the thing with this whole Alex Jones thing. I don't trust Alex Jones. I don't trust Donald Trump. And I definitely don't trust Megyn Kelly.
Oh,
and
no,
those
yeah.
three people. Those three people have kind of a little nexus, kind of this little relationship thing going on with interviewing and talking to each other.
Yeah, well, like Megyn Kelly really shot to even bigger stardom when she really tried to thrash Trump at the first debate, and that really caused like a real ripple effect.
Right.
Yeah.
And so... I don't know. Alex Jones. Here's my thing about Alex Jones. I think that little blurb that you played, where he was talking about what was he saying about bringing it on this whole military thing.
Yeah.
I think Alex Jones is a Pied Piper for when the proverbial crap hits the fan. I think that's what he's going to be. He's going to be the Pied Piper for this general kind of white patriot movement.
Well, you know, he's almost going to be like the plastic canary in the coal mine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think he's kind of secretly being latched onto the major media outlets.
Well, think about this,
in a kind
Dave.
Of covert fashion.
Well, you know, I follow Jones. I follow Jones real close. Now, look, Roger Stone, this guy is a heavyweight, a really political heavyweight, been around since before Nixon. Michael,
right.
I mean, Roger Stone, Mike Cernovich, John Rappaport now. There's a whole bunch of people where basically Jones is going to create an umbrella network, and he's going to go 18 hours a day. There's going to be a new, basically big news organization that Jones's name is on. That's going to have Cernovich and Roger Stone, David Knight, Owen Schroyer. They're all going to have their own shows now, and so they're about to expand. You see what I'm saying? It's going to even reach another level of almost kind of like mainstream. Alternative type deal, you know what I'm saying? And so this is interesting stuff. You know, Trump came on his show. I deconstructed that Trump Jones interview right after that happened. It's interesting to watch all this. And so any other thoughts?
Yeah, and so I agree with you. I think what Jones actually represents is he's going to be basically the mainstream internet guy. That's what he's gonna manifest himself to be. But I got suspicious of Trump when that interview happened with Alex Jones, but that's just a suspicion. And I don't, I'm not sure exactly what's going on there, but I just feel like there's this kind of like this weird nexus between those three people. Yeah. And I don't like what I see. I don't like what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I think when you look at Trump and you look at Jones, it's a kosher nationalism. It's kind of sycophantic. It's going to be like a greater they'll go ahead with the greater Israel stuff. As long as basically the same powers throw a bone back our way and they don't maybe remember when Netanyahu made that comment, when we're done with the United States, it can dry up and blow away.
Right.
Maybe there's been a deal made as like, look, okay, we won't completely, and this could be a false deal. You know that Talmudic promises don't mean a damn thing, but there might have been a deal just said, hey, okay, we'll keep you guys relatively strong, but you got to let us go ahead with the geopolitical agenda here in the Middle East. Hence the white phosphorus, the shooting down of the Syrian jet, you know, so forth and so on. So there might have been a trade-off here. And look, we could get stabbed in the back with the Paris pullout. We could pull out of the Paris Accord now, but could we turn around and get stabbed in the back and go back into some carbon scheme, you know, in the very near future? It's possible. You know what I mean?
Right. So that whole thing could happen with the whole TPP thing, too, as well. Like, there could be another whole plan waiting in the wings that with a brand new name that we don't even know about. And it's just an even worse plan that it's basically a bunch of legalese.
Hey, Mr. Producer, so, I'm hearing you talking. Hold on, Dave. Hey, Mr. Producer, I'm hearing you talk in the background, but cue up clip three for me, Mr. Producer. And I want to bounce this one off Dave. Now, check this one out, Dave. This is Jones talking about Lloyd Blankfein, okay, from Goldman Sachs. Very powerful individual. And this is talking about China and how it's so great, and it's really the Rothschild pivot to Asia type thing. But listen to this. Go ahead and hit clip three for me so Dave can hear it too.
And that's the fact that Goldman Sachs head, who's never tweeted, suddenly has started going active with five tweets, Lloyd Blankfein, who, if Hillary was president, Lloyd Blankfein would be president. Goldman Sachs is the most powerful institution in the world. It's the top of the pyramid. Right under that's J.P. Morgan. But it's the same group, basically. J.P. Morgan's British intelligence. At least that's what founded it. Goldman Sachs is a consortium of New York socialists and others that got together openly over 100 years ago and said they were going to take over banking. But I was reading his tweets where he makes fun of Trump and makes fun of Trump trying to reboot American infrastructure and says China's is incredible. It's much better than ours. And I just got back from there. And you're going to fail, basically. Arrived in China, as always impressed by condition of airport roads, cell service, except U.S. needs to invest in infrastructure to keep up. Then he makes a joke to Trump. Oh, how's infrastructure going for you there? Ha ha. Because the globalists have intended to sell us out to China and leverage us out. And that's why they don't want us to have cheap energy. That's why they don't want us to have factory jobs. That's why, because the globalists hate America. Hollywood hates America. And people are sick of it.
Stop it there.
And then,
now, he's given you some veritas there, because guess why? Because we're not full-blown communists yet. See, if we went full-blown communist and, you know, now, China's not communist as far as its economics, but as far as its societal management structure, the mobile execution vans, the organ harvesting, the gulags, and this is my fear here, we're moving into something very shortly, Dave, and I wondered if you felt the same way, that whether it's a grid collapse, a malware hit on the grid, the telecommunications failure, whatever they've got planned right here in our near future, Do you have that feeling that we might transition right into an internment gulag, red terror, manifestation?
You mean like overnight?
No, I'm not saying necessarily overnight, but it could be. But it could be relatively very quick, depending on the model they use for the collapse management. You know what I mean?
I could see it happening within a span of weeks, or within a span of weeks, or a couple of months. That's what I see happening.
Looking at the moral fabric and the lack of any kind of social cohesion, we've absorbed basically every ethnicity on the planet. When Sweden, before it was invaded, or Finland or whatever, and they had rough times, it would go much easier. But we've got basically every swinging, you know what, from almost every country in the world, in all of our major cities, to where they're all like mini United Nations, to where if the crap hits the fan, my prognosis is pretty negative. Is yours the same way?
Oh yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, I don't see. You have to have some kind of national cohesion to be able to withstand something like that. There has to be at least some sort of unity or unifying principle, but it's not there. I mean, this stuff going on with these police shootings, for example, a few more of those keep happening, and these guys keep getting exonerated. That stuff's going to blow up. It's not, you can't contain that stuff after a while.
The problem is this: it doesn't even matter if it's a good shoot or not anymore, because the social media viral nature of it and so forth, that the police officer could be 100% completely justified, but you're going to have whatever percentage it is of social media and regular media and even alternative media that's going to say it was an evil cop shooting a poor blah blah blah, when not necessarily true, because those of us that live in the rougher cities of this nation realize that the basically collapse that's happened as far as just decency
socially.
It's just like it's like this Machiavellianism on the street level, and it's just so, and it's almost animal level, to where I tell you what, I mean, in parts of this city, it's so bad, it's just so evil. That's all I can say. The interaction between human beings, it's not even in the realm that any normal person would even want to witness, because it's that far gone.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I've noticed that society is getting more animalistic.
It's getting
barbaric. And here's the problem: everyone has guns.
Yeah,
not just the people who are good people, but people who are bad have guns too. And so once that flame gets lit, then you just don't know what's going to happen. That's one of the problems with having a gun society, is that when that society actually breaks down and everyone has guns, that's when the problem starts. So
yes, sir.
All right. Well, that's my take on the gun thing.
All right, Dave. I got a couple other callers. I got to jump, but I appreciate
all right, man.
I appreciate you, man. Let's take Mike in Maryland.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Let me tell you, I'm a talk show connoisseur.
Yes, sir.
And you've got, if not the best, one of the best talk shows out there. I'm not trying to patronize you, but you really got a great show. It's obvious you do a lot of research and do a lot of homework before you come on the air. But the main reason, and I recommend you to everybody I know, as well as Orbian. But the main reason I'm calling, you know, your music, okay.
Hey, you know, we all got to have our outlet, buddy.
Oh, I know. Well, no, some of it's pretty, well, it's very eclectic, I'll put it that way. But I wanted to get your take on Paul Craig Roberts. And I just came across this recent article by him that I don't read every article he comes out with, but I read it fairly frequently. And occasionally he'll come out with an article that makes me wonder which side is he on. To wit, this most recent one that he came out with, it's it's from my Daily Informer, but I guess it's on his own website, Paul Craig Roberts, Russia will nuke Europe and the U.S. Now, he's been beating that war drum for a couple months, that Russia is a big bugaboo, a big enemy, and I don't want to, you know, let people's eyes glaze over with the reading too much. But let me just read this one short paragraph.
Hey, hold on, before you start that. But, you know, Skousen, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, do you pay attention to him as well?
I hear an occasional interview with
him. Well, he believes that basically our own elites, before you start reading, he believes our own elites want to absorb a first attack from the Russians. He says that's part of the whole freaking gamut, the whole big world order plan. It's for us to absorb a first hit from the Russians. And so, you know, and then North Korea is going to be the trigger, which I don't know, but we just shot down this damn Syrian plane, and from what I'm reading, the Russians are hot. And so it's very interesting, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah, well, I don't know. I find that a little bit hard to believe because I think the Chinese want to move in here and take this country over, and it's very hard to do if we're a nuclear wasteland. But because Skousen, I've got my doubts about him, too. Let me just read this one thing. At a time when the West faces a greater threat from a resurgent Russia since the most dangerous crisis of the Cold War, NATO more than ever needs to stand strong, united and credible. Russia's invasion of Crimea and Ukraine in 2014 may have already lit the fuse that could lead to the unthinkable, nuclear war with Russia and Europe. So Paul Craig Roberts buys into the deep state narrative that Russia's the big enemy, that Russia invaded Ukraine, when in reality, the CIA and then NATO overthrew the Ukrainian leader and put in this neo-fascist Nazi dictator in his place. So he not only
which, by the way, the Jewish kosher Nostra is in bed with. And so it's like this kosher fascism, kosher Nazism, which is like it's got a big K stamp of approval on it, which is a whole nother level. And Victoria Nuland, which is married into the Kagan family, that was all their baby.
Well, it's basically totalitarianism, no matter what faith they have. So they'll use anybody, you know, for their aims. And
well, it's a good management system for, like, the useful idiots on the ground. They think they're in this, hey, we're pro-white guys, blah, blah, blah. But they don't realize a bunch of Jewish gangsters just paid the money to put them in power. You know,
so Paul Craig Roberts, I mean, he not only buys into the deep state narrative about Russia being a big enemy, but he takes it a step or two further. So what's your take on Paul Craig Roberts? Do you think he's credible? Is he on our side, or is he a deceptive agent? What's your take on him?
Well, here's the thing, man. He was what, number two in the Treasury Department under Reagan, right? He was the number two guy.
Sure.
Anybody that makes it that high into the Fedco, you know, construct, they could have, you know, they could have a real, you know, crash of their conscience and repent and turn back and become a patriot. But there's been some things where I've listened to Roberts that have red flagged me from time to time. A lot of times he seems right on, but you know, I'll read something or I'll hear him on a talk show and he'll say something and I'm like, hold on a minute. And so, you know, look, this guy's been at the very upper levels, echelons, the pinnacles of, you know, the DC swamp. And so, you know, you got to look at guys like that and be like, hey, he could be real or he couldn't, but he's triggered me a couple times, and I'm not saying in the social justice warrior fashion, but listening to him, I was like, hey, wait a minute, something doesn't seem right here. So I kind of agree with your synopsis, because I was like, hey, he's done that to me as well.
Yeah, the bottom line is we can't take anything for granted. We have to question everything we read and hear. And
I mean, look at this onslaught. Look at this onslaught of disinformation and misinformation we get hit with on a daily basis. And I'm just talking alternative media. It's a glut. Talk radio is a glut. Think of all the people on all these alternative networks behind microphones, and you know what I mean. All the characters that we have to deal with, and I'm a guy just like anybody else. I'm a talk